AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
At least two people have died in the storm that's been hammering the Deep South. Alabama and Mississippi have been getting hit hard by this storm. There are reports of tornado damage there. Tens of thousands are without power. Authorities have opened a shelter for storm victims north of Montgomery, Alabama, where two people were killed as a tree fell on their home. Emergency official Donna Sanderson in Monroe County, Mississippi, says they were ready for this big storm.
As soon as we hear that the severe weather is coming through with threats of tornado, we open all of the shelters in Monroe County.
She spoke to WCBI-TV in Mississippi. House Democrats are set to move from one history-making leader to another today in a show of unity after midterm election losses. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Democrats are expected to make Hakeem Jeffries the first Black American to lead a major political party in Congress. He would replace Nancy Pelosi as top House Democrat as the party ushers in a new generation of leadership. Pelosi and her top lieutenants are all in their mid-80s. The 52-year-old Jeffries, 59-year-old Catherine Clark, and Pete Aguilar, who is 43, would become the new top trio as Democrats show rare unity for a party that lost the midterms. Republicans, meantime, are struggling to unite around leader Kevin McCarthy before taking House control in January. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Congress is acting today to try to prevent a looming rail workers' strike that would disrupt the transportation of essential goods like food and gas. The price of gas, by the way, has fallen about 11 cents in a week. It's $3.49 today. The economy grew at a 2.9% annual rate from July through September, says the government. This is AP News.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get them a shirt from Untuckit. Untuckit shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with their super soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, performance shirts with stretch, and cozy sweaters that are all perfect for right now. They even have a line for her. Find the perfect gift for every guy on your list at one of 80-plus Untuckit stores or at Untuckit.com. Untuckit, shirts designed to be worn.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels, said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is he's never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Darrow became famous in Wisconsin for presiding over the Darrell Brooks trial. Today, she announces she's running for Wisconsin Supreme Court. The election is expected to determine the court's ideological majority. Darrow was appointed by former Governor Scott Walker and is reportedly active in the Republican Party. Flu cases in southern Wisconsin quadrupled in November. UW Health says it had 422 positive flu cases last week alone, more than any other number all last flu season. People are gathering more than they have in almost 3 years. State health officials are encouraging people to get their flu shots, stay home when sick, and wash hands frequently. In sports, the Bucks are at the Knicks tonight. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Darrell Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Connor, biotechnology. Inside the billion-dollar meeting for the mega-rich who want to live forever. Now, listen, there's 735 billionaires in America. 735 billionaires in America. And what are there? 330 million Americans? Yep. Or three, somewhere around there?
Yeah, 330 million.
And so 735 billionaires controlling 330 million people. That just doesn't sound right to me.
Yeah.
That we are the sheep. And we just can't do anything because 735 billionaires are controlling what the sheep do. Now listen to this. So there's experimentation going on by scientists and others, and once a year, these billionaires get together. And they meet at a town in the Swiss Alps. Somehow, I kind of think and envision, I don't know, Connor, you ever been to the Swiss Alps?
No, never been to the Swiss Alps.
And neither have I.
In Switzerland?
Yep, and neither have 99.9% of the American people been to the Swiss Alps. To attend the first in-person longevity investors conference. Over the two-day event, scientists and biotech founders made the case for various approaches to prolonging the number of years we might spend in good health, and the majority of them were trying to win over deep-pocketed investors. There were 150 people at the meeting, and its organizers told me that 120 of them were investors with millions or even billions of dollars at their disposal, and at least $1 million ready to pump into a longevity project. Plenty of would-be attendees were denied a $5,000 ticket because they didn't meet the criteria. In other words, didn't have the billions of dollars that was necessary. The conference was unlike any academic meeting I've ever attended. The location was stunning. The food was exquisite. The champagne came with a backstory. Not only was the meeting held at one of the poshest hotels in all the world, in one of the richest countries in the world, the Alps. It was also a hotbed of hype and self-experimentation. Now, let me do this. I've never before seen a scientist work up a sweat during a longevity workout. So they are teaching them all these things on how to live long. And the question is whether that's anything more than a toast from a catering to the rich. As the field attempts to define itself as scientifically sound, plenty of anti-aging treatments based on little to no human evidence continue to enter the market. Can billionaires, investors' money, some of it from the ethically dubious sources, offer a concrete path to evidence-based life extension for them? Now, the scientists have done tests and run tests and extended the life of worms, mice, and other animals. So, you know, if you're one of these billionaires and you want your life to be extended, you are not satisfied with the fact that, you know, you, like anybody else, that your money's not going to allow you to live on this earth not one millisecond longer than the rest of us poor souls. If you believe there is a creator and if you believe there's a power greater than yourself, whoever and whatever you call that, you're going to try to usurp that. Your money and your delusional way of thinking is that my money is going to allow me to live even longer. So with everything that I get from having all this money, you know what those people think, Connor? You hear people talk about heaven. Yeah, these Elon Musk has a fictitional heaven on Earth. Look, you can't envision heaven being any better than a man who has the money to get everything that he wants on this earth, right? There's nothing that he can't get. You hear in the book, it talks about streets paved with gold and pearly gates. You think Elon Musk doesn't have streets paved with gold and pearly gates? Listen, this whole misconception of money being the god, and all this money I have, because we live on a planet where that's the case. Money can buy you a lot of things. And now they're hoping that money can extend your life. In some instances, it can extend your life. But we have to find a way to challenge that 735 people in America and 670 in China, and send a message to them that your life's value is not any more important than mine. And since there's so many more of us than there are of them, we need to be strong enough to send that message. We're no longer going to accept you dictating what happens in our lives. You may think that it's not possible. You may think that, you know, well, I'm living all right. Yeah, you probably are. You know, but you're a pawn like everybody else. I don't care if you make $200,000, $300,000 a year. You're still a pawn. And the people who control all of it control you. And because you make $300,000 and in your mind you think and believe that you are better than somebody else who's struggling making $40,000, you're not. Because if that's the edict that you live by, I'm better because of what I have, then you would have to also, you know, nod that, you know, I'm better than the guy making $30,000 a year, but Elon Musk is better than I am because he's worth, you know, 250 $30 billion. Listen, we have to, and because all of these things are what's wrong with our society, because those with the money buy our elected officials, both Democrats and Republicans. And we can't seem to move forward. You know, we talk about elections, right? The election cycle. We just came out of one. We're going back into another one. And all of that money that they spent, where did all that money go, man? Oh, man, the amount of money that was spent in the primaries and in the midterm elections, all that money was spent. Somebody got it. Did you get any of it, Connor? I don't know. I didn't get any of it. I don't think anybody listening in this audience got any of it. But what controlled the elections was that money. And there's only 735 billionaires in this country. It's safe to say that some of them got some of all that money that was being spent. Listen, I know it. I know this is probably an unorthodox program today, but I don't think it is. You know, when there are people who take advantage of you and I, and we don't have the time to figure out, nor do some of us want to try to figure it out, that we are being controlled inside a nation that says, you know, we the people are the government. I don't think so. And even if, I'm not saying that we can't become that, but we aren't that now. So anyway, Connor, there's a drug called rapamycin, originally used to suppress the immune system of people undergoing organ transplants, can extend the lifespan of lab mice by around 25%. A treatment that clears out aged, worn-out cells has the same effect. Even injecting old mice with the blood of human teenagers seems to rejuvenate them. What? Teenagers? So if we harvest the blood of teenagers and inject them in elderly people, they're working on this, it seems to rejuvenate them. How long do you think, Connor, before the people with money make that a reality? And when they take the teenagers' blood, do you think they're going to compensate the teenagers handsomely for you know, the cells in their blood because they're young and developing? I mean, this stuff is out there, man, right? This stuff is out there, man. But this is what the billionaire class, many of them, are working at. How do I prolong my life so I can enjoy more of this money? Look, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. I know I'm spooking people, so I'm going to change the subject. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
WAUK will be broadcasting the Waukesha Christmas Parade live, and you can become a sponsor. Call us at 262-232-8164. Sponsorship includes an on-air interview during the live broadcast of the Christmas Parade. A portion of the proceeds goes directly to the Waukesha Memorial Fund. Please call at 262-232-8164. That's 262-232-8164.
The Devil's Advocates.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants, Hillary Clinton and her cohorts, orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
You know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio great again.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 28. Winds out of the west, 20 to 30 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 15 tonight. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Highs level off around 35. Cloudy skies expected Friday. Decreasing clouds by Saturday. Upper 40s Friday. Low 30s by Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
You're on fire this morning. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. Listen, so ultra-processed foods linked with early deaths. That's not a surprise, is it, right? To you?
Not whatsoever.
Okay, so an investigation carried out in Brazil found 57,000 premature deaths in 2019 were linked to consumption of ultra-processed food. Do you eat ultra-processed foods, Connor?
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, so probably. Do I.
Yeah,
so
doesn't?
Do I. Okay, so listen, man. So listen to this. And I tell you who don't. The billionaires.
Oh,
yeah, they know better.
They're trying to eat the blood of teenagers.
Yeah. Ultra-processed foods accounts for more than half of America's daily caloric intake. New data shows consumption of these foods is linked with significant increases in premature deaths. So wouldn't you think that in a nation like ours, when you know that these ultra-processed foods are killing American people, that they would do something to stop producing it? I mean, wouldn't you say that the money that they make off the food, that they shouldn't be able to make that money knowing that in the long run they're killing people? Wouldn't that be something that you would expect from a Christian nation? I'm just saying, right, that you would be more concerned about the human being, the life of the human being, than you would be about that dollar.
Yeah, I mean, it's like when we had on the filmographer, I forget who his name was.
Yeah.
The pastor.
Oh, yeah.
And he was talking, I mean.
Money.
He's talking about money, but like, I mean, to them, like, profit is God. And
yeah.
So, you know, especially if you are Christian. I mean, I honestly think that a lot of these, you know, a lot of billionaires that claim that they are, they claim that they espouse these values, probably don't in practice. You know, I mean, if you just analyze like the way they treat their workers, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it, like Elon Musk, for example, it's been documented that he continuously
goes on,
furious tirades, you know, whenever there isn't a certain deadline or whenever, you know, any minuscule problem comes up. And it's, you know, how can you, It's like what you had said. You know, you love someone else in the same way you love yourself. And so,
man, you know,
it's hypocritical.
You know, when they know, it's different if they didn't know that these processed foods were killing people.
Mm-hmm.
But they know it, right? Everybody knows it. Researchers estimate eating less of these foods could lead to lower rates of non-communicable diseases and fewer premature deaths. Eating ultra-processed foods or those that contain little or no foods in their ingredients. Listen to that. So, no food is in some of the processed foods, right?
I mean, that's specifically me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, no food?
No, it says researchers, eating ultra-processed foods or those that contain little or no whole foods in their ingredients was associated with tens of thousands of premature deaths in 2019, according to the results of a new study. The investigation was carried out in Brazil, but researchers noted that Brazilians tend to eat far less of these foods than the individuals in America, in the high-income countries like the United States, Canada, and Australia. As ultra-processed foods account for more than half of America's total caloric intake, the association with premature death could be even greater in the United States. Yeah. Now, here's what I tell you, I believe. Mm. So, we have a for-profit health system, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have a for-profit health system, then the only way you can make money is for people to be sick, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, they know the connection. I mean, this is how sinister and diabolical this is. Mm-hmm. People may not believe it, but if I know that this food is poisoning and killing people, why wouldn't I do something to prevent it? And the only, you know, thing I can come up with is because you want people to be sick, so your health system can make the profits that it needs. What good is a for-profit health system if you don't have sick people?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I would think that it's that, but I think it's more caused by just the fact that you have a large, like the article had said, people in Brazil don't tend to eat those foods, and that's in Brazil they have certain work customs where in the middle of the day, that's when you relax, you have a break, and then you work in the morning and in the evening. And that's just, and that's a common, you know, all across South America. I bring that up because of the fact that I think that it's our work habits. I think it's because of the fact that we live in such a corporatist and such a deadline driven system, right? Because of the collapse of the community ethic in which that Sandy talks about, and which we've talked about on the show before. It's like, I believe, is what is at root of that issue.
Well, let me say this. In Brazil, they're not allowing as much processed food.
Mm-hmm.
Brazil is a nation that the vegetation is, you know, the country itself has, and the climate allows that vegetation to grow on a year-round basis.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they don't have to have the stuff that's processed.
And because, you know, you have dedicated time culturally to be able to receive leisure, like you're not incentivized to work continuously, right? And you don't have to eat, you know, in short little bits and short little meals and things in order to continuously, you know, continue whatever or finish whatever task you have to do. Little small things like that in the system, I think, on a macro scale, I create issues like this and create people focusing on trying to accomplish whatever vision of the American dream they have versus what's good for their health.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth.
I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. The deadly storm that's been pummeling the Deep South has killed at least two people north of Montgomery, Alabama. Reports suggest tornadoes wrecked some homes in Alabama and Mississippi. Power's been knocked out to tens of thousands of people. A possible rail strike would hit the nation's economy hard, say lawmakers, as Congress moves to try to prevent it. Congressman Jim McGovern, a Massachusetts Democrat.
Gas prices will go up. Commuter rails that carry tens of thousands of people to work each day would no longer run. There will be shortages of nearly every kind of food in our grocery stores, as well as shortages of all kinds of products in retail stores. Packages and online orders will come to a halt just before the holidays.
Congresswoman Michelle Fishback is a Minnesota Republican.
Our country's economy can't handle a strike that reports would say would cost $2 billion a day.
Congresswoman Michelle Fishback, I'm Rita Foley.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get them a shirt from Untuckit. Untuckit shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with their super soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, performance shirts with stretch, and cozy sweaters that are all perfect for right now. They even have a line for her. Find the perfect gift for every guy on your list at one of 80-plus Untuckit stores or at Untuckit.com. Untuckit, shirts designed to be worn.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Natnair with your headlines. The Respect for Marriage Act has passed the Senate by a 61-36 vote and now moves on to the House. It is expected to pass quickly and then head to the executive desk, where President Biden has pledged to sign it into law. The measure requires all states to recognize same-sex and interracial marriages performed in any other state. It does not require states to allow these marriages to be performed or require nonprofit religious groups to perform a same-sex marriage. However, it does protect marriage equality in a way that once signed into law could not be overturned by the Supreme Court, in the same way they decided access to abortion was not a constitutional right when they overturned Roe v. Wade. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, a lead sponsor of the legislation. Wisconsin's GOP Senator Ron Johnson voted against. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
To the Earl Ingram Show, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, talking about processed foods and the impact that it's having on people in this country, and, you know, you just get to a point where you just notice that doesn't have to happen. Data showed increased consumption of these foods was linked with more than 10% of all premature preventable deaths in the country, accounting for around 60,000 deaths in 2019 can be attributed to these foods. So what are we talking about? They can include prepackaged soups and sauces. Frozen pizza, which, man, I always have a Jones for frozen pizza, man, especially, Chicago, or I forgot the name of the pizza, man, but man, sausages, hot dogs, sodas, ice cream, store-bought baked goods. Man, I bought 3 donuts yesterday. If I would have known, you think I would have, you know, that the outcome of that and that that's processed, and I knew it going in, but I couldn't resist, so I bought the donuts anyway. Anyway, data showed, during the study period, 261,000 adults between the ages of 30 and 69 died from preventable non-communicable diseases, while consumption of ultra-processed foods was linked with 10% of all the preventable premature deaths. The diets were linked with 21.8% of all deaths from preventable non-communicable diseases in the country. Anyway, you know, we just should expect better from our nation, I think, and those who run it, they should police that more, and, you know, and people shouldn't, they should be able to trust the food supply. Shouldn't we be able to trust the food supply in this country, man? I mean, come on. You know, you look at what they eat. You ever notice the Asian people, man, and what they eat and their diets and why they get to live so long and are healthy? The Asian people don't, you know, wind up with obesity and all of those kinds of things because they don't eat a whole lot of processed stuff. You know, all those things are made from scratch and fresh. And if they can do it, why can't we do it, right? We've got to address that. But the reason we don't do it is because of the money that's in it. And that goes back to what we were talking about from the beginning. Let me go to, where is it at? Okay. And while I'm looking for this, okay, here's another subject, man, that's kind of out there, but you know, you gotta just wonder. San Francisco will allow police to deploy robots that kill. So, I mean, this is real, man.
What?
So the Democratic San Francisco Board of Supervisors voted to allow police to use potentially lethal remote control robots. So the robot, instead of the police being put in a situation where, you know, there's a shootout, they'll send the robot in. What's the name of the movie, man, that Arnold Schwarzenegger, Terminate. They'll send a robot in to terminate the person that they're having an issue with. Okay, we're not going to fool around with it. We're going to use more military, and they're asking to use more military equipment to address these situations in cities because they have them. You have any thoughts about, you know, sending, you know, armed robots to terminate people?
You know, I still remember when I was living in Chicago growing up, and for some reason they had deployed a tank.
No, man, I know, man. It's just crazy.
And I was a kid, and that was the first time I ever saw a tank. And I just...
At a house, right?
Huh?
A tank to a house, a regular house.
Oh, I mean like a military style. Like
I know, but it was dealing with somebody who's in a house.
Oh, sending it to a house. Okay. It was just going down like a main street or something.
Yeah, it was going to a house.
Yeah, going to a house or something. Yeah. I guess so. And it's like, what issue in which your citizenry is going to cause that doesn't even have access to that amount of equipment to where you need something with that excessive amount of force to counter. It doesn't make any sense to me.
So George Bush II, they had all this excess military equipment after the Iraq War. And so it was George Bush II who said, we're going to give all this excess military equipment to the police departments. Mm. You ever notice, man, the armored vehicles that they sent out, man, just to deal with somebody? There's a drug dealer in the house and we can't get him out. Oh, let's call for the armored vehicle. So the armored vehicle shows up, right? And the law enforcement guys are dressed like the military. And you ask the question, man, is this a war? You know what I mean? This is in the city. You know, well, you know, we want to make sure that law enforcement is protected. I'm not saying that they shouldn't be protected, man, but, you know, it's overkill to send armored vehicles, and every city's got them, right? Even every little town has their own armored vehicles. And I know part of the reason that they're doing all of that is because they have just so many of them, and they're outdated after, you know, a few years. And so they turn that stuff over to law enforement. There are many people who disagree with that in the first place. And this sending in armored vehicles, I mean, not armored vehicles, but robots, armed robots, And I forgot that quick, man. To terminate, excuse me, people. I think it's just overkill, right? Yeah. I mean, yeah, technology, and we talk about the advancement and the development of technology, but to send armed robots, might as well be sending drones, right? Pretty soon they'll be sending drones, armed drones, to come in and do these kinds of things. Listen. We just get to a point in our country where there's overkill everywhere. I wanted to talk now about guns, right? Man, what is the thing called on Fridays after Thanksgiving? What is that called? Black Friday.
Yeah.
So Black Friday, the amount of guns that were sold in America totaled, where is it at? Over 360,000 additional guns were sold in this country on Black Friday. Now, when you look at the amount of people, where is it at? 606. What's the word I'm looking for, man? Where they're shooting more than four people? What do you call that? It's not massacres. What is the word I'm looking for, man? Where somebody slaughters a bunch of people? What's the term they use for that? Okay. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, somebody who goes into a school and shoots up a lot of children.
With a mass shooting?
Mass shooting. 606 mass shootings in this country thus far this year. And yet over, you know, this holiday season, over 300 and some odd thousand additional guns bought on Black Friday. What is it with the American people, man? And you almost feel like everybody's got to have these guns, man. What is that about? You know, I know people have a right to them. You know, I don't have any. I said it before. I don't feel the need to have a gun. And I live in a city that is approaching 200 record-breaking murders in the city of Milwaukee. Here it is. I found it. And so I just don't understand why people feel like it's sickening how many guns were sold on Black Friday. This is the article. And it's getting worse every year. The amount of guns that people are buying. So does the gun make you feel powerful? I mean, is that what it is? Is that, you know, is that what and why people have them? Let me put it this way. The FBI said that its national instant criminal background check system conducted 300,000 background checks last year and disparately close to the record in 2017. Over the rest of the long holiday weekend, there were six more mass shootings, which are defined as involving four or more victims. That brought this year's total to 615, as tallied by the National Gun Violence Archive. One was sparked around 8 p.m. Saturday by a dispute among two groups of teenagers who had been escorted from the Atlantic Station, and on and on and on. What is it, and why is it, that on the holiday, people feel like, you know, they've got to go out and buy guns on the so-called sacred Christmas holiday? Right? You know, people think that Christmas is a sacred holiday. And so it's supposed to be peace on earth, goodwill to all men. Is that how you respond with buying guns? Is that peace on earth, goodwill to men? Are you keeping, you know, with those tenets, supposedly what Christmas is supposed to stand for? Listen, I know it's American. I know you can buy all the guns you want, right? I've never understood, you know, how, you know, on this so-called sacred day that, you know, that there are more people who are drunk on Christmas Day than there are any other day of the year. So people who are drunk, people with weapons, and that combination doesn't seem to make any sense to me. But the fact that we continue to buy all of these weapons, America outdistances all the rest of the nations combined with weapons. When are we ever going to get to a point where we say, that's enough already? I know people, man, who own 50 guns, 60 guns, hundreds of guns. And so I just asked the question, why? Tom, I see you. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. But 606 mass shootings thus far this year, and record-breaking amount of guns sold on Black Friday. Be right back.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 28. Winds out of the west, 20 to 30 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 15 tonight. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Highs level off around 35. Cloudy skies expected Friday. Decreasing clouds by Saturday. Upper 40s Friday. Low 30s by Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call, man. What do you say?
First off, we the people ultimately are the government. And I hope we never forget that. Second is that, I don't know, I think these guys are overcompensating for something else with all this gun stuff. They just seem like little boys. They seem like little boys with their toys. And it just doesn't make any sense at all that you need, first off, if you're a hunter, you don't need a semi-automatic weapon to shoot a deer, because that deer is going to be a complete mess, right, and you're not going to be able to eat anything. So I don't understand that part. Like I said, it's got to be overcompensating for, you know, their manhood, I guess, or their small penis, I guess, to be honest, that they need to have a gun. Just, you know, it's just absolutely astounding. It's astounding that this country, and I mean we the people, say how much we care about children and how much we love the children, but yet we give the children food that is not meant for anyone. we give processed foods. We give these people full range of having AR-15s that can kill every kid in school. I wish people would just be honest and say, you know what, we really don't care about kids. We really don't care about people, because you're showing it every single day. If your rights to own a weapon of war is more important to you than your fellow American person, you know, then you're, like you said before, the United States saying the Pledge of Allegiance under God, individual liberty and justice for all. I mean, that's insane. We don't do that. We separate every single time we can.
So Tom, on, I believe it was, what's today? It might have been Monday in Milwaukee. A 10-year-old got his handgun that his mother had, and he wanted to buy something on a site. And his mother told him no. And so he took the gun, he found the gun, and he blew his mother's brains out, 10 years old.
Nice.
And now he is being charged as an adult. Had the gun not been there, right?
Right.
I mean, right. I mean... So now,
and again, I'm for gun safety, people. Now, you know, I mean, we don't use the word gun control, but we use the word gun safety. But we need to ban weapons of war. We need to ban, and we need. I'll give you an example, Earl. I went into a gun store because I have a client that's a gun dealer. Went into the gun store, and this one guy had to fill out paperwork for his gun. He was so upset that they were asking for his driver's license and other information, that I'm looking at that and going, that is the number one person that should not get a gun, because he was flipping out over filling out some paperwork. So,
I mean, yeah, it's really crazy that the guns are so easy to get. Now, you know, they have those little junior guns, so they're AR-15s for the little kids that they can use.
Look, man, they right now are pushing back Republicans against the ghost guns, right?
Oh, yeah,
They don't want guns that can't be traced to be illegal. What kind of sense does that make, man?
You know, they might as well just go live in Somalia, because seriously, this is their libertarian paradise, I guess. But why are they working for a job where they're supposed to be working for government? Well, I mean, get out of government if you don't want to be there.
So listen to this. The far right is escaping Biden's attempted crackdown on ghost guns. And so new regulations on untraceable firearms have only spurred threats against law enforcement and efforts by extremist groups to avoid oversight. When President Joe Biden announced a new rule to regulate ghost guns in April, he said he hoped to reduce crime and make it harder for violent people to access untraceable weapons. Why? Who would be against that? And why?
Unbelievable.
You wonder,
Earl, sometimes, is it all about owning the libs, or is it all about, the billionaire class being the winners? You know what? You won, okay, people? You won the war. You won. You have your guns. You have your, you own the libs. You know, I mean, if that's what you want, for us to surrender and say you own us, can we then get back to some type of sensibility of real life issues and problems that are actually killing? You know, I just hope they kill off their own selves. So, I really do. It's just so crazy.
So ghost guns are firearms without serial numbers or registrations that people can generally buy without a background check. They come in kits that are about 80% complete, which skirts most legal restrictions on gun sales, and the customer assembles, you know, the parts into a finished weapon. What is in the minds of anybody who thinks that?
Well, I mean, what could possibly go wrong, Earl?
Yeah, I mean,
what could possibly go wrong?
Why would you want a gun that does not have a serial number on it? I understand why a person would. They want to do some nefarious things. But then why would people who support guns want that part of it to be okay?
It just doesn't make sense.
Well, there's money.
It doesn't make sense at all. It's money. Money in politics. It's money in everything that goes on in this country. It's all about profit. You know, I heard on the AP News, which I can't stand, but the AP News would say, oh, Target had to lower their prices because people weren't buying their merchandise. But unfortunately, their profits sunk 3% or something like that. Like, that's a story, AP News, is that the poor billionaire had to take a 2% cut in profit?
Hey,
is everything about profit?
Hey, Tom, we got to go to a break, man. Thank you very much for the call.
Thanks, Earl. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. I don't get it. I'll never understand it. Even if you are a pro-gun person, you can't explain, and you have a right to be that, but you should be pushing against the fact that there are people who are buying guns, and we talk about the increase in crime with no serial numbers on it. You got to ask, there's something wrong with our nation. And that's what I've been talking about all morning. You know, we got to quit accepting it and do something to change it. Got to get to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. When we get back, it's Wednesday. That means Wednesday's with my guest, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, will join us.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's
It's never too late to start, and it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, a message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Courage. I learned it from my
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.